Hi there. The word for you today is how to succeed where it matters most. In Philippians 3:13 in the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "I focus on this one thing." Professor Howard Hendricks mentored hundreds of pastors and leaders. He taught at Dallas Theological Seminary. He writes, and I quote, "As a young leader, my biggest mistake was allowing the time to be eaten up with things outside my core competencies. I wanted to set the pace for others, to demonstrate that nothing was beneath me. So I devoted an inordinate amount of time to things I wasn't good at, indeed things I'd never be good at. At the same time, I invested little energy into developing my real strengths. Finally, I realized that my true value lay within the context of my giftedness, not the number of hours I worked. There were some balls I'd no business juggling. When I finally got the courage to let them fall to the floor, I began to excel in juggling the two or three balls that I was created to keep in the air in the first place." Listen to what he writes next. "And then an amazing thing happened. People came along and picked up the other balls. Yep, what I couldn't relinquish were the very opportunities they'd been waiting for. Answer this. Of the one or two things that define success for you, which of them are in line with your God-given gifts or your core competencies? That, my friend, that is where you must focus your energies. That is where you'll excel. Within that narrowed context, you'll make your greatest contribution. And best of all, you'll enjoy what you do." You say, "But I can't afford to focus all my energies on one or two things." Well, maybe not yet, but that should be your goal. It's something you should be working toward if you want to succeed where it matters most.